This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer today will be offered by Reverend Craig Wexler. Pastor Wexler was a pastor for Greg Dean. I've invited him to make some remarks before the prayer. And the Pledge of Allegiance is led by Senate Page Maya Vandenbark.
Today's prayer will be different than most. Last night we lost a friend, a colleague, a coworker. Greg Dean died suddenly last night. He is at peace. He's a member of my church. He was slated to be my council president as of this Sunday afternoon. I'm going to ask for us to have a minute of silence, and then we will enter into prayer. And I just also want to always extend the invitation that as your chief chaplain, in the days to come, in the weeks to come, if any of you need time in prayer or conversation, always let us know. Gracious God, as we hear the conversation in the hallways, as we think of the laughter, we're reminded that every breath in our lungs is a gift. Every morning when the sun rises, it is a gift. Every entrance from our bedrooms to the kitchen to the space in these hallways, Lord, is a gift. We lift up our friend Greg Dean. We ask you to hold him in your heavenly arms. We ask you to be with his wife, Jill, his sons, Bennett, Bradley, and Blake. Be with every one of the friends and the co-workers in this space, because what Greg Dean was a friend. He laughed with us. He laughed with us in the best of times, and even in the worst of times, he would figure out a way to laugh still. Lord, I ask you to let his legacy, his mentorship, and his attitude affect every one of us as we continue in these days and these weeks of the work at hand. May we practice the kindness, carry the smiles and the handshakes, but we ask you to give everyone in this space the peace that surpasses all understanding. It is in your name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland, Brightley, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff,
here.
Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nessebar, Nordstrom, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Today's doctor of the day is Noel Shequin, MD, originally from Elk Point. Dr. Shequin is a family practice physician who recently retired from the Stanford Clinic in Pierre. Dr. Shequin has been the president of the Pierre District Medical Society for several years. He is also an alternate SMA policy counselor for the Pierre District. He received his MD from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine. Dr. Shequin completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma Tulsa Medical College and fellowship at the University of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. Doctor, welcome back. Thank you for your service. in on behalf of Senator Simmons, Representative Hansen, and Pischke. Please help me welcome the Del Rapids St. Mary's 3rd and 4th grade class to the Senate. Would you guys all stand? Welcome to the Senate. Also, I believe over here, we want to say thank you to the City of Deadwood Historic Preservation, who sponsored breakfast and lunch in the President's Lobby. President Deadwood notables joining us in the gallery today are Mayor David Ruth and Jessica McCowan, their financial officer, and Kevin Kuchenbecker, Historic Preservation Officer. Would you please stand? Welcome to the Senate. Also, today is Children's Day at the Capitol, sponsored by the Center for the Preservation of Childhood Maltreatment and Early Learner, South Dakota. Thank you for the great lunch you served in the Rotunda. It's very much appreciated. Any members from that organization here? Right there. Welcome to the Senate. Thank you. Any other personal privileges before we get started today? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce my wife and tell a short story if I could.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. My wife, Kathy, is up here. I'll tell two short stories with your permission, please.
Go ahead.
I did that one other time when Kathy had a son that served in the legislature, and I turned around to introduce her, and she was gone. She went over to the House side. So every time I introduce her, I always have fear that she'll be gone by the time I look over there. But the story I wanted to tell, so my wife, Kathy, and I've been married, and I should have done the math, but I think it's 44 years. But today, Kathy is here because we're going to, at the memorial service, honor her father. Her father was a member of the House, and he was from a different political party than myself. And so we always had a very interesting relationship. He was known for his sense of humor and his community volunteerism. He had made hundreds of trips to the Shrine with a Shrine van to take people up to the hospital in the St. Paul area. So one time he asked if I would be willing to make a trip. And this was back in the Rush Limbaugh days. And as we were getting in the van, he said to me, "Good news for you." And I said, "What's the good news?" He says, "You get to pick the radio station." I said, "That is good news. It's about a 6 hour down, 6 hour back. I get to pick the radio station. It doesn't get any better than that." And then he smiled, looked at me, and said, "But I get to pick the volume." So, and I got this look of defeat upon my face, and I knew I'd been had. So anyway, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Welcome to the Senate. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 6th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services met yesterday and last night, and this is their committee report. They had under consideration Senate Bill 4, which was amended, and as amended, they recommend that it do pass, be placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 14 was also amended. They recommend that it do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. They had under consideration Senate Bill 23, which was amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that it do pass. Senate Bill 24 was amended, And as amended, they recommend it do pass. They also had under consideration Senate Bill 13, recommend the bill do pass. And Senate Bills 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 15, they recommend do pass, and all of those be placed on the consent calendar. And finally, Senate Bill 8 was tabled. Respectfully submitted, Senator Steinhauer, Chair. The Committee on Senate Ag met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bill 84, and it was referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with a due pass recommendation. Respectfully submitted, Senator Otten, Chair. Committee on Senate Judiciary met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 79, recommending due pass to be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 81, recommending that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rush, Chair.
Senator Duhamel. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not to be repetitive, but today is Children's Day of the Capitol, and we have an opportunity for advocates and professionals working with our youth to come together during this legislative session to demonstrate the excellent work happening across our state. To hear more about the importance of creating a strong start for children, you're welcome to attend the screening of Starting at Zero at the Discovery Center in Pierre this evening, starting at 4:30. Today, 13 organizations were represented in the Rotunda, and we are also thankful for lunch. Please help me welcome and recognize those who serve as the voices for the needs of our children.
Would you all please stand?
The Center for the Prevention of Child Maltreatment, Early Learner South Dakota, Children's Home Society of South Dakota, the Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault, South Dakota After School Network, South Dakota Head Start, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Delta Dental, University of South Dakota School of Health Sciences, Child Advocacy Centers of South Dakota, Department of Social Services, CPS, Children's Home Society, Child's Voice at Stanford Health, and Call to Freedom. Please help me recognize these folks.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege?
Granted.
In that group is a former House member, Tom Holmes, who I served with, and he's continuing to do great work for the state of South Dakota. Tom Holmes.
Welcome. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1003 and 1027, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Kamak moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 21st, the 8th legislative day.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 90, an act to revise certain provisions regarding local building codes. 91, an act to revise provisions regarding the use of certain lights by County Highway Department authorized vehicles. 92, an act to require that taxpayer-funded pool arrangements providing workers' compensation coverage demonstrate financial stability, reliable management, and fair pricing.
Those bills having had a first reading are assigned as follows. Senate Commerce and Energy gets Senate Bill 92. Senate Local Government gets Senate Bill 90. Senate Transportation gets Senate Bill 91. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1003, an act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations, and House Bill 1027, an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency.
Those House bills, having had a first reading, are assigned to the committees as follows. Senate Health and Human Services gets House Bill 1027. Senate Transportation gets House Bill 1003. Will bring us to our consent calendar.
Senate Bill 36, an act to require financial security for the decommissioning of solar facilities. Senate Bill 28, an act to disqualify for life any person from driving a commercial vehicle who is convicted of a felony offense involving human trafficking. Senate Bill 74, an act to revise provisions regarding out-of-service motor carrier violations. And finally, Senate Bill 68, an act to revise holiday pay for state employees.
Senate Bill 36, 28, 74, and 68, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 36, 28, 74, and 68. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Bolin.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich is excused. Duhamel.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Klum votes aye. Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Excused.
Is excused. Stalzer?
Aye.
Stalzer votes aye. Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 36, 28, 74, and 68, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills, debate calendar.
Senate Bill 71, an act to revise certain provisions related to the Partners in Education Tax Credit Program.
Senate Bill 71, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. This is the Partners in Education program that we created in 2016. It's about creating education opportunities for what are largely faith-based programs for low and moderate income families and children in those families. It's been well received by your constituents across the state. I grabbed a couple numbers. There's 1,288 children that are currently on scholarship. There's a waiting list of 143, which is part of the problem. And these are all types of kids. If you go to St. Lambert's on the east side of Sioux Falls, you're going to see a lot of kids that don't look like anybody that's in this chamber. We're reaching a lot of families that wouldn't have these opportunities but for this program. And I have the numbers for my good friend from Beadle County about one of the schools in Beadle County. 47% of their students are of Hispanic ethnicity, and 7% are Karen refugees. That means those kids came from pretty tough stuff before they got a chance to be in South Dakota. 36% qualify as English learners, which means English wasn't their first language. 10% of them are on IEPs. They serve everybody. But those opportunities aren't available for the those with the least resources in our state, and this is a program that creates those opportunities. This particular bill does two things. It takes it from a cap of $2 million, which is the insurance premium tax that carriers can choose to contribute to this foundation and then take a tax credit. It takes it from $2 million to $3.5 million. And then the second thing, which came as a request of one of the representatives from Sioux Falls, is that it now makes it clear that foster children can participate in the program. Before, the barrier for them would have been the family income issues. So that's what it does. This body's been extremely supportive of this program in the past. I know there are some that aren't overwhelmed with it, and but for those, for the great majority of the rest of you, on behalf of all those little kids, thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 71. Are there any further remarks? President. Senator Heinert, welcome back.
Thank you, Mitakapi, Mr. President. I guess I just wanted to point out, when this bill was first passed, we were promised they were never going to come back again to raise these caps. And this is twice now. I just want to remind the body that that's what we were told. You know, every year we're upping it a little more, and pretty soon, you know, that's all we're going to do. You know, this money could go into, you know, something else that, that would benefit all kids. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Boland.
You will. My memory of the events of 2016 is a little different than the good senator from Todd County. It was an initial program that was started, and this is, by the way, this is the first time the cap has been raised in the last 6 years. This is the very first time it started out at $2 million. I would also like to emphasize that there are also numerous, you know, there's one very, very popular program in our state where direct tax money goes to benefit religiously based schools, and that is the Opportunity Scholarship. I can remember back in the late 1990s, I wasn't in the legislature, but Governor Janklow proposed the Opportunity Scholarship only for regional schools. The legislature said no. It can also go to Augustana, Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, University of Sioux Falls. And it's been a very successful program. And this is what I believe is really true diversity. Enabling these youngsters to go to a school of their choice and what your parents would favor. So I'd strongly urge your support for this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 71. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich is excused. Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster. Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert?
No.
Hanoff?
No.
Johns?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Aye.
Klum votes aye. Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
No.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten? Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith is excused. Stalzer.
Aye.
Stalzer votes aye. Steinhauer.
Yes.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Foster's excused. Mr. President, there are 27 yeas, 5 nays, and 3 excused.
Senate Bill 71, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 38, an act to prohibit a grain broker from engaging in certain transactions or activities and to provide a penalty therefor.
Senate Bill 38, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 38 is the third of a package of 3 bills that comes to us from the Public Utilities Commission to improve protection for grain producers. Currently, grain brokers who operate just as brokers are not licensed in any way, and sometimes they negotiate transactions with unlicensed buyers. Sometimes they put producers at risk. And so we talked about the idea of either licensing the brokers or bonding them. And frankly, none of us, as we worked with industry and the commission, were interested in expanding government that way. And so we developed Senate Bill 38, which just says that if a broker negotiates a transaction with an unlicensed buyer, we're going to enhance the penalty for doing that. Again, the goal is just to make sure that producers are protected, and with that, I would ask for your support for Senate Bill 38.
Further remarks? Further remarks on Senate Bill 38? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 38. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. This is an increase in a penalty, therefore requires a two-thirds majority vote. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich is excused. Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Pardon.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert.
Aye.
Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Klum votes aye. Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith is excused. Stalzer.
Aye.
Stalzer votes aye. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Sickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 38, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 47, an act to revise certain provisions regarding money transmission.
Senate Bill 47, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill comes to us from the Department of Labor and Regulation. It is part of a multi-state effort to streamline the money transmitter licensing process to make it more efficient and to head off our preempt efforts for regulation in this area by D.C. In 2018, the Conference of State Bank Supervisors created an advisory panel to better understand the difficulties in licensing this industry. That led to the creation of a Uniform Act that was approved last year. Senate Bill 47 implements key provisions of that Uniform Act, a number of things that it does includes retaining the threshold ownership for persons who then have to have a background check. It creates a rebuttable presumption of control for those between 10 and 25%. I won't get too far down in the details. If you have questions, I will answer them. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 47? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 47. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak. Castleberry?
Aye.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Diedrich? Excuse. Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Klum votes aye. Kobeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smiths, excuse. Stalzer? Senator Stalzer?
Aye.
Senator Stalzer votes aye. Steinhauer? Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 47, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title's deemed correct.
Senator Kamak moves that Senate Bill 69 be deferred until Friday, January 21st, the 8th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Oh, I'm sorry. There being no objection, the Senate will revert to Order of Business 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Commerce and Energy met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bill 70, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senate Bill 76, with the due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 80, which was amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that it do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crabtree, Chair.
Announcements. Senator Breitling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, the appropriations will be hearing a report from the Investment Council at 8:30, Retirement System at 9:30, and that will be it for tomorrow. Thank you.
Senator Otten.
There will be no local governments committee tomorrow, nor taxation.
President. Senator Zickman.
Transportation, 8:15.
Senator Steinhauer.
Senate Health and Human Services, tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Kamak.
State Affairs tomorrow morning at 10.
And also, the other thing is, I want to remind everyone about the memorial service. It's going to start at 3.
Starts at 3 o'clock. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Colbeck moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of the motion to adjourn will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Senate is adjourned.